Good morning. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It's coming up on 10 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Tuesday, June the 26th. And we will talk about that proposed universal health care plan unveiled by Senate Democrats yesterday in our 8 o'clock hour. This hour, we're going to talk about a controversial ad for condoms that has been rejected by Fox and CBS.
Ask you for your number. I see the answer in your eyes. They're saying, baby, maybe, when pigs fly.
And that's part of the ad for Trojan condoms that began airing last week on some broadcast and cable television outlets, but not on Fox or CBS. They rejected the ad, which featured pigs in a bar trying to pick up women, but without any success, until one of them buys a condom in the restroom and is transformed into a handsome man. The tagline of the ad, evolve, use a condom every time. CBS said it rejected the spot because we do not find it appropriate for our network, even with late night restrictions only. Fox said contraceptive advertising must stress health-related uses rather than prevention of pregnancy. Our guest this hour says rejecting the ad is ridiculous. What do you say? 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890. Or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Does it make any sense to you to reject an ad promoting the use of condoms for any reason? Our guest is Peter Shankman. He's a CEO of a public relations firm, founder of The Geek Factory. He is author of Can We Do That? Outrageous PR Stunts That Work and Why Your Company Needs Them. He joins us from Singapore. Good morning. Or I should say good evening to you.
Good morning to you. Right. Good evening to me.
Yeah. So is there anything wrong with this ad portraying men as pigs in bars unless they have a condom?
You know, I don't. There are some men that I don't even think a condom will help. if you've ever been in a bar, especially anytime after midnight, it's pretty bad scene sometimes. And I think that the rejection of the ad by a couple of networks was just very, very short sighted. I mean, there's obviously humor in the advertisement, and it's an ad that is without question intended to promote a concept that can very easily save some lives. And I just think that it's incredibly hypocritical of the stations, of the networks, I should say, to ban that, yet show countless television shows ranging from, what, CSI to Family Guy, where there are 20,000 things worse, let alone the nightly news.
Yeah. Well, we heard why CBS and Fox rejected it, not appropriate, not stressing health reasons for using condoms. Why do you think it was rejected?
I think it's rejected because networks sometimes cater to the loudest common denominator, not necessarily the smartest or the best, but sometimes the loudest. And the loudest, for some reason in this country, has no problem with gratuitous violence. But if you put any form of sexual concept or connotation in the mix, for some reason that seems to get a good segment of the society up in arms. I've often questioned it. I'm not really sure why to this day. But for some reason you can show someone getting shot 72 times and then have a forensics team on television examining each bullet, yet for whatever reason, you can't make mention of the fact they could be using a form of birth control. Yeah. Never really understood that.
What about the argument that was posed to you by Bill O'Reilly when you were on his show earlier this week, that the ad is attractive and appealing to children because of these cartoon-like pigs in the ad? The kids will be attracted to these characters, will maybe listen and learn about something that mom and dad really don't want them to know about right now.
Well, I actually thought about that. I had time to think about that. You know, when you're on Bill's show, it's very rapid fire, to say the least. And I had time after thinking about it. Well, number one, we're talking about a late night airing of a commercial. So I suppose the first question to ask right back to that is what are you, if your kids are not old enough to know about sex, what the heck are they doing up at 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock at night, number one, watching television without your guidance? That's number one. Number two, these are not handsome pigs. You know, it's when I think of a cartoon pig or a Muppet pig, my first thought is, you know, Miss Piggy.
Yeah, these are ugly, hairy looking things.
Ugly cartoon characters. These are not cartoon characters. If I were 7 years old, that I would want to follow. I don't really see so many kids going and you know going into school with holding clutching to their chest the condom pig. I just not really seeing that happening.
But the kids, unsupervised or not, might say, "What, mommy, daddy? What's a condom?"
And, you know, I guess, again, you have to ask yourself, okay, if they're asking that question, I'd much rather have them ask that question than the question that was posed on a recent episode of CSI, you know, mommy, what's statutory rape, you know, or something along those lines, or even on any given episode of any Fox show. And you know, I love The Simpsons, and I love Family Guy. But if I had a kid who was 8 or 9 years old, I guarantee you they would not be watching that show. You know, and I just think there's definitely a double standard there, and I'm just sort of a little confused as I think most people are as to why.
We are talking about an ad for condoms that was rejected by CBS and Fox Broadcasting with a guest who says there really is nothing wrong with this ad and it could save lives, and it's hypocritical of these two networks to reject it. He is Peter Shankman. He is author of the book, Can We Do That? Outrageous PR Stunts That Work and Why Your Company Needs Them. He is also a CEO and founder of The Geek Factory. We wonder what your thoughts are about this ad, about condom advertising, and if you were the boss at CBS or Fox, would you have accepted this ad or not? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. You're listening to the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 18 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Tuesday, June the 26th. Coming up this afternoon, it's At Issue with Ben Marins. Most Wisconsinites are generally dissatisfied with the way things are going in the U.S. today, and many are unhappy with the war in Iraq. After 5, Ben and his guest will flesh out the findings of the latest Badger poll on national issues. That's At Issue with Ben Marins after 5 this afternoon. We are talking about the decision by Fox Broadcasting and CBS not to air a condom ad. The ad depicts pigs in bars. It depicts men as pigs in bars trying to pick up women and not having any luck until one of them buys a condom and is transformed into a hunky guy who apparently gets the girl that he had been pursuing. What do you think about this ad? What do you think about the rejection by CBS and Fox to not air this ad? 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, in Madison, 263-1890, or talk at WPR.org. Please include your first name and your community with your email. Apparently, you don't care about this, as our lines are open right now. This being radio, we can't show the ad, but the lyrics of the song in the ad, since they're a little bit hard to understand, let me just quote them. Here's what the guy is singing. I ask you for your number, then I ask you for a dance. I asked you for a little kiss, just a chance for some romance. I ain't giving up that easy. I ain't going to quit. Take another look at what I got, because, honey, you have to admit, I know what it takes to make you sing. Look again, baby, I just got wings. After he bought the condom. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890, or talk at WPR.org. Is this appropriate for a late-night television audience, or do you think that this ad, as described, is offensive? Our guest says that it's hypocritical for CBS and Fox to reject this ad, given the content of the television programming that kids can see on both of these networks. There's nothing wrong with a condom ad, especially since it's going to be airing late at night when kids presumably are not in the audience. What do you think? Peter Shankman is the CEO of a public relations firm, founder of The Geek Factory. He is author of Can We Do That? Outrageous PR Stunts That Work and Why Your Company Needs Them. And I'm wondering, Peter Shankman, we are getting calls, by the way, now. Trojan actually has to be a little bit happy with this controversy, because maybe it's getting more more publicity than it might have just airing the ad.
Well, anything that generates media interest is going to, you know, is going to thrill them, because it will generate a lot more. It's sort of like how some politicians will let an ad leak and then just not air it. You know, it gets that sort of credibility factor out there. Another interesting factor, though, that you really should take into consideration about this is that the ad itself. I'm not sitting here as neither are you. I'm not judging the concept of condom use or any other form of no form of birth control. All I'm saying, though, is that if CBS or Fox were my client, and I were counseling them in the ways of PR, I would say, hey, guys, you're going to get a lot of flack for being very hypocritical. And if you're going to have this, if you're going to ban this ad, then you really need to look at your programming, because people are going to say basically exactly what I'm saying from a PR standpoint. How can you ban this ad but not ban violent or sexual innuendo television shows? So the issue for me isn't so much the content of the ad, but rather the banning of the content of the ad when the same exact thing and or worse airs on a nightly basis, starting as early as, 7:30.
Let's go to the phones. Michael in La Crosse joins us first. Hi, Michael. You're on the air.
Good morning. I agree completely with the guest. They're being absolutely hypocritical. I think the ad sounds like it's in very poor taste, and I might find it offensive, but then I find most of evening TV offensive, so that's it's not a surprise, and I think they're being hypocritical in terms of the stuff that's already shared. We have a crying need in this country for people to use more protection and to be more responsible, and the ad is a step in the right direction. So at the very least, they're being hypocritical, and in another sense, it's actually against public health policy to not air the ad.
You don't disagree for the most part, Peter?
No, it makes a lot of sense. You know, I'm sitting here. The big news here in Singapore, because it happened during the day here, is Paris Hilton's release, and this tops the news. So it's just hypocritical and amusing. You really have to find it kind of funny.
This ad wouldn't fly in Singapore, would it?
Well, it's interesting. Walking on the street, there's a whole campaign currently that I saw this morning when I was walking to get coffee. Fortunately, whether it'll fly here or not, they have Starbucks, so all is okay with the world. But there's a whole ad campaign running now about being nice, and it's all about giving up your seat on the bus and treating people with respect. And they have a whole respect thing going on here, and they're putting a lot of money into that campaign that I saw this morning. So I think it really is sort of what your culture and what your community standards are. And for Fox to say our community standards are we will not air this ad because it touches on the concept of safe sex, but here's an episode of Family Guy where Peter slaps his daughter around because he doesn't like her. It's just sort of questionable.
Yeah. Colleen in Managua is with us. Hi, Colleen.
Hi.
What do you think?
I just wanted to say that I think that PR and ads are usually generated for a specific age group, and I think that the age group that this ad is aimed at is young people, and I think that the PR people in these networks are older and just don't get it. And when you're aiming a specific product or a specific idea, you have to have your PR that's going to hit that group of people. Older people or younger people, they have different views on, what's acceptable or what's going to catch their interest and get them going. And I think that Pigs in a Bar probably hits a lot of the 20-something-ish, even younger people, 20-something people that, you know, may stop and think, hey, maybe I should use a condom.
Mm-hmm. Well, hey, that brings up Peter Shankman, that the CBS audience, at least, much is said about how old that audience is. Maybe this ad doesn't belong on that network anyway.
It's a really good point that your caller makes. I think also the sort of the concept that networks are being a lot more protective of themselves after sort of the tipping point that we call the Janet Jackson incident. You know, the wardrobe malfunction, as it were. A lot of stations are saying if it's anything abnormal, anything out of the ordinary, such as an ad like this, we're going to be a little more careful. Again, hypocritical, very well so, but that's sort of their take on it. And the caller's right. A lot of the sort of, they call them standards and practices, and a lot of the standards and practices do skew older. It's the old legal lawyer teams that are coming in and saying, we can't do this, it's dangerous.
Yeah. But then again, too, the people watching, I don't know what's on late night on CBS or Fox because I can't stay up that late. But typically, you know, I mean, there is a younger audience there, and presumably the commercials are different at that time than they are during the day.
Well, late night Fox is Seinfeld and mm-hmm. The Simpsons and, you know, things like that are definitely skewing towards the college kids who are really a prime audience. And Trojan actually said something really interesting. You know, they own 74% of the condom market. And when you own that big of a percentage of the market, you're not trying to grow your share. You're trying to grow the market as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
And so that brings up a whole interesting point, because what they're saying is they want more people to use condoms. Not necessarily, they don't have to worry about them using their condoms. There's a 75% chance they're going to. They just want them to use condoms. So then again, it's a question of why would you give pushback on an ad that's going to help people, that's going to, you know, keep unwanted pregnancies from happening in the first place, and you know, help educate people and help with possibly the lowering of sexually transmitted disease.
Laura in Minneapolis is with us now. Hi, Laura.
Hi. Actually, I'm en route from Milwaukee to Minneapolis.
Okay.
Okay. Well, first of all, I have an idea just listening to this. What about if Trojan hired Paris Hilton to do the ad and educate? Because I think it's all about education. I think one of the biggest things to bring up is, why is it that the United States has such an incredibly high rate of sexual transmitted diseases and unwanted pregnancies compared to other, quote-unquote, developed, you know, Western Europe, Canada, countries? I mean, this is just like, this is such a, and even to show those numbers in terms of, and do it in a Paris Hilton style or some other popular icon, because I think that the schizophrenia in terms of sex versus, you know, these statistics is just alarming in this country. And, you know, I've even heard things where I've heard of women who work with, you know, girls who have their babies saying that, A, they didn't have the education, and then, B, it got to the point where they really thought it would be fun to have a baby,
yeah,
you know, and someone who wanted them. So that's kind of another level of education there.
Thank you, Laura. I'm sorry, we have a newscast coming up from National Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio. We will get our guest then to respond to your comments after the news as we continue talking about advertising condoms and a spot by Trojan that was rejected by Fox and CBS. This is the Ideas Network.
I ask you for your number. I see the answer in your eyes. They're saying, baby, maybe, when pigs fly.
Well, that's a pig singing in an ad for Trojan condoms as he tries to pick up a woman in a bar. He gets lucky when he transforms into a man after buying a condom. The ad is airing on some networks around the country, but it is not going to be seen on CBS or Fox Broadcasting. CBS and Fox both rejected the commercial, CBS saying that we do not find it appropriate for our network, even with late-night restrictions only. Fox said contraceptive advertising must stress health-related uses rather than the prevention of pregnancy. We are talking with a guest who says it's hypocritical for CBS and Fox to reject this ad Peter Shankman is the CEO of a public relations firm, founder of The Geek Factory. He is author of Can We Do That? Outrageous PR Stunts That Work and Why Your Company Needs Them. And we wonder what you think about this decision by Fox and CBS not to air this condom ad. If you were in charge, what would your decision have been? 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890 or talk at WPR.org. Do you think there's anything wrong with an ad portraying men as pigs in bars unless they have a condom? The message, the tagline of the ad, evolve, use a condom every time. We just heard Peter Shankman from a caller just before news time, Laura, who I guess tongue-in-cheek was saying maybe we should have Paris Hilton in this ad for condoms and then it would air.
Well, you know, another way to look at this, and I was thinking about this, about what she said during the break, perhaps it's the concept of strictly from a psychological perspective that if you were a guy, or if you were a woman in a bar and a guy came up to you you got to the point where you were going to sleep with him and he didn't want to use a condom, in this day and age, you'd have to question whether he was someone you really wanted to spend time with. And I'm again, not from any moral standpoint, but just from the question of, you know, hey, we live in a society, we live in a world that's dangerous and you'd want to protect yourself. So maybe the advertising agency, I don't know, obviously, maybe their concept of their train of thought was, you know, you evolve to a smarter person, mm-hmm. and smart is sexy, mm-hmm. which, you know, I find ironic considering the caller was talking about Paris Hilton, but that's neither here nor there.
Well, speaking of Paris Hilton, I don't remember, but she had that ad for a hamburger joint?
Not Arby's, one of the hamburger chains. Yeah.
And she was all wet and washing a car and lathering herself up. Was that?
That was on Fox.
I was going to say, I wondered if it was. I couldn't remember if it was rejected by Fox and CBS.
I think that aired everywhere.
Yeah. Let's go to Chuck in Endeavor. Hi, Chuck. You're on the air.
Hi. Good morning to you and your guest.
Morning.
I would be definitely in favor of airing that ad. I mean, with America's population at 300 million people now, and it took us from basically the discovery of America until World War II to get to 145 million, so we've more than doubled that in about 60 years. And it will not take anything near that time to get to the next 100 million or more. So, and with the STD problems, basically, I think anything that gets people in the frame of mind to use condoms would be a positive thing, if not for the cost of the health aspects.
I want to press you a little bit, Chuck. The Fox says it would have aired this ad if it stressed the STD angle, but it does not accept it because it stresses the one-night stand, sex for pleasure, prevent pregnancy angle.
Wow. I mean, considering some of the ridiculous and bizarre commercials that do air on Fox and other networks, I find that argument a little bit disingenuous that it's the content angle that they're afraid to air. I mean, if you look at some of the beer commercials and some of the other ridiculous advertising techniques, I think that was just their excuse.
Yeah.
I would have to agree as well. I mean, did the commercial for the burger with Paris Hilton, was that all about the health benefits of meat?
Yeah. Well, you know, where they're hearing some complaints from, or actually some applause over the decision to reject the ad, both CBS and Fox, the focus on the family applauds Fox Television and CBS for their uncompromising demand that sexual advertisements support best health practices. And they go on. But that, you know, so they are actually getting some applause from conservative family value groups.
But there's the same conservative family value groups that are sending letters to the FCC every time, you know, a television show on CBS or Fox does anything sexual or anything along those lines, yet those shows still air on a regular basis. So, again, it's the hypocrisy that I question.
Yeah, and how many ads have we seen for Viagra and Cialis?
Well, that goes without saying. I didn't even bring that up, but that's not even, you know, on a regular basis. I can't watch. As far as I know, I think if aliens came down, they'd understand that football is a game played in between ads for sexual vitality.
Yeah. Debbie in Beloit is next. Hi, Debbie. You're on the air.
Hi. I've seen the ad, and I don't see how they could get that as just saying pregnancy and not STDs. Neither one of those two were bought up in it. It's just what the person's going to draw from seeing the ad. And I have two daughters, and I say whatever gets their attention, because the conservatives are not living in reality if you think the children are not going to have sex. And certainly just them not seeing a condom ad isn't going to prevent them from going out and having sex. So whatever gets their attention, sometimes with kids, you know, things just fly right by unless you put a little humor in it.
Yeah. Peter Shankman, that's a good point, Debbie. I mean, how can they say that this ad isn't stressing that condoms, you know, are smart to use because they stop sexually transmitted diseases?
Again, and it's a very good point, Debbie. I mean, again, look at the concept that maybe I've seen the ad as well, and the women in the ad, they're not running away from the pigs because they find the pigs unattractive. I'm amused that we're having this discussion. You know, they're not running away because the pigs are unattractive, but it's not shown that they're running away for whatever reason. But the second, it could be a pig buying the condom. The second the pig buys a condom, he turns into someone who becomes more attractive. And again, I have to ask, was the advertising agency's goal that they became more attractive because they've shown a level of intelligence to use a condom? I don't know. But that's something to keep in mind also. I think Fox is, you know, it doesn't show health reasons is, as your earlier caller said, very disingenuous, because it doesn't show anything. It leaves it to the viewer to decide. Very similar to the last episode of The Sopranos.
Yeah. Tina in Franklin. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. I just have a comment and a question. I find it very funny, rather than spending an hour talking about Rupert Murdoch trying to take over the Wall Street Journal, you could devote an hour to that. That would be more important.
Yeah, but we already did, Tina.
As the previous caller said, very disingenuous of that network. I don't watch it, but I do, you know, to get an objective opinion. And what they put on the air, it's pretty hilarious. And to me, it's very sanctimonious, you know, self-sanctimonious for them to, oh, well, we're not putting this ad. And I also have a teenage daughter, and I agree with the earlier caller that there's an age thing. It speaks to a certain age. It might be distasteful, in my opinion, but it would speak to a certain age bracket. And I find it very disingenuous that they wouldn't air that.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Tina. And I just was commenting that we already did the Rupert Murdoch Taking Over the World program. So, Peter Shankman, your reaction?
I think like I said, I always find it amusing. There was a very funny bit on one of the late-night television shows that showed them talking about the war, and they were talking about the war while they were showing live pictures of Paris Hilton's house. And apparently they changed, the Joint Chiefs of Staff changed the senior commander in Iraq, and that was a footnote on the Paris Hilton story. You know, and the late night host was in hysterics over that. He's like, which was really more important? And I think that as a society in the U.S., we sort of do have that shock value with our news and with our entertainment and with everything, and it keeps getting higher and higher and higher. That's really what can we do. That is all about that. How do you get out of the noise and into the signal ratio? And so, I think if an ad like this is going to generate this kind of conversation as we're having right now on a Tuesday morning during prime news, then obviously it has generated some conversation, generated some talk where people are questioning it. And if that's the case, then they've done their job.
Yeah. We're talking with Peter Shankman. He is CEO of a public relations firm, founder of The Geek Factory, author of Can We Do That? We're talking about Fox and CBS rejecting an ad for condoms, saying that they were rejecting the ad because it wasn't appropriate or because it focused on pregnancy prevention rather than stopping the transmission of sexually transmitted diseases. We wonder what you think, what questions you have. 1-800-642-1234 and Madison 263-1890. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine, 12 minutes before 7 o'clock on this Tuesday, June the 26th. Coming up after 7 o'clock, we're going to welcome in John Nichols. He is a correspondent for The Nation magazine, also associate editor of the Capital Times in Madison. We're going to talk with John about Vice President Dick Cheney saying he is not a member of the executive branch and doesn't need to comply with an executive order on relating to national security matters. We'll talk about that after 7 o'clock. And we will welcome in Democratic State Senator John Erpenbach after 8 o'clock to talk about the Democrats' new plan to bring universal health care to the state of Wisconsin. So we talk about all sorts of important issues here on the Ideas Network. Right now, we're talking about an issue that has some people up in arms. An ad for condoms that has been rejected by Fox and CBS. Talking with a guest who says that the two networks are being hypocritical by rejecting this ad for condoms, and we welcome your thoughts and questions for him. You, Peter Shagman, are saying it's hypocritical, and if you were advising these networks, you probably would have told them to air this ad, but this is not censorship.
It's not censorship because they're not. In order for it to be censorship, no money has to change hands. Mm-hmm. What they're basically saying is, we're not going to take your money, and so we won't run your advertisement. Censorship is you know, we're blocking the news, and it's not a paid situation. This is a paid advertisement. They can do whatever they want. It's not censorship per se. You know, so censorship doesn't necessarily enter into it as a concept because it is a paid advertisement. I do find it funny though that I'm scrolling through TV here, trying to get to CNN, because it's nighttime here. It's 7:30 or something like that in the evening. I find Seinfeld on, and it's the one about is the guy sponge worthy, and that was an entire episode Elaine using the sponge to prevent a pregnancy with a guy she really liked. Is he sponge worthy? It was an entire episode, which aired on Fox.
Yeah. John in Spring Green is our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Good morning, Joy. I got a couple of statements. I've actually seen the commercial, and one of the things I think maybe, you know, you look at one thing through one perspective, but you got to look it through another perspective. I look at that as almost promoting casual sex, mm-hmm. Instead of really being more or less discussing anything as far as health care is concerned. It was almost as though, you know, oh, this is cool, this is the way to overcome it, and I don't like anything personally for mega promotes that kind of thing. The other thing, and I'll be honest with you, that I found most offensive about the commercial, and it hadn't even been brought up, is the fact that, once again, men are portrayed as pigs. And I was tremendously offended by that. I think we need to get rid of that stereotype as we had on, like, the Swedish Beer King commercials. And those were the two things that I noticed about it. But the main thing, I guess, as far as you guys are discussing today, I felt like the commercial was almost promoting casual sex and a means by which casual sex could be promoted. And I think that's something we got to look at. I'll listen to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling, John, and for bringing up that specific aspect that John doesn't think it should air because it promotes casual sex, Peter Shankman.
Well, both those points are really interesting, and I'll touch on them. I think that it's not necessarily promoting casual sex as much, in my opinion, as much as it is so much showing what happens every night in bars across the country and around the world. You know, we're a species that is going to continue to do what makes us feel good, and some of what makes us feel good involves sex. I don't see Trojan as being the company that invented it. You know, I think what they're saying in that regard is, look, it's going to happen. At least when it happens, play it safe. That's one way of looking at it. From the men or pigs perspective, you know, I agree, especially as a man, as a 34-year-old, you know, unmarried guy who has gone to his share of bars and attempted to strike up conversations with beautiful women. There is definitely an undertone that men are pigs. However, I think that Trojan in a way redeems itself in the respect that as soon as the man shows that he's intelligent, he's no longer mm-hmm. a pig.
Mm-hmm. So I think that's important to look at, too. I don't think it was a blanket statement of all men are pigs all the time.
Yeah. John, thank you very much. Aaron in Lake Geneva is with us now. Hi, Aaron.
Hi, Joy. I just wanted to say that I thought maybe if Trojan took those pigs out of the bar and put them in nursing homes and then ran the ads in conjunction with the Cialis and Viagra ads, that maybe Fox would assume that they're for STD purposes instead of pregnancy.
All right, Aaron, thanks very much.
Yeah, thank you.
What about you? Do you think that CBS and Fox made a mistake or made the right decision by rejecting a condom ad that depicts a bunch of pigs in a bar trying to pick up women? These were big, ugly, hairy pigs until one of them transformed into a handsome man when he decided to buy a condom in the restroom. And then a beautiful woman who ignored him when he was a pig showed a lot of interest in him once he bought a condom. We're talking with a guest who thinks it's ridiculous that the two networks rejected this ad, and we wonder if you agree or not, or what questions you have at 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, in Madison 263-1890, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. And please include your first name and your community with your email. Peter Shankman is author of Can We Do That? Outrageous PR Stunts That Work and Why Your Company Needs Them. And he is also CEO and founder of The Geek Factory. Got a couple of emails on this topic, Peter. One of them says, and I guess I'll just leave it at this and ask you to comment. He says that he believes that the ads were rejected because of what he calls the American Taliban. You want to react to that?
Okay. I suppose if that's a euphemism for sort of censorship or the puritanistic values in America. Okay, I sort of see where he's going with it. I don't necessarily know I'd phrase it that way. I do want to. One of the points you made though, in the ad itself, which I watched online before this call, the woman doesn't ignore him before he goes and buys a condom. She just doesn't agree to go home with him or doesn't agree to talk to him.
Yeah, that's true. I guess
she does acknowledge his existence, but in sort of a I really don't want to talk to you way. She acknowledges existence in a okay, you look a lot more attractive and a lot more intelligent to me now once he does buy the condom. Again, lending some credibility to the fact that it might be an intelligent thing.
Yeah, that was, the lyric of the song was, I ask you for your number, and you say, yeah, maybe when pigs fly.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not ignoring, but it's rejecting. How's that?
No, much right.
Yeah. David is with us next. Hi, David, you're on the air.
Hi, this really shouldn't come as much of a shock that they didn't want to air this when you look at how even our insurance companies won't reimburse birth control pills, but they will Cialis or these other pills. It's kind of just a more of a reflective of the conservative viewpoint that it's okay to want to have sex as long as it's an older person, maybe, because they're more responsible. But young people, they shouldn't be wanting to have sex. But maybe if they had Don Henley and some of the older rockers on there doing special, it might have worked out a little better.
Yeah. You know, it's just interesting to me that though Fox and CBS rejected, turned down money to air this ad. They took a hit in the pocketbook to not air the ad because they must have feared a hit in the pocketbook or somewhere else if they aired it.
Fox has actually done that a couple of times this year. They took quite a financial hit when they canceled the O.J. Simpson "If I Did It" telecast. Also,
oh yeah.
So yeah, they're not their financial decisions are coming back to bite them this year. It looks like.
Yeah, well, Peter Shankman, we're out of time for the most part for this hour. But I'm interesting. Was this an outrageous PR stunt by Trojan? You think?
You know, I don't necessarily know if it was billed as that, because I'm assuming in their logic and their advertising agency's logic, they basically said, here's an ad, we'll run it. They probably never imagined that something like this would be something as innocuous would be banned. As soon as they found out it was going to be, they certainly didn't prevent the media from talking about it.
Yeah.
And in that regard, that was a very smart move. You know, if you can't get the exposure by paying for it,
turn it into a controversy. And, you know, again, I would go out on record and say that Fox and CBS gave them more exposure than they would have gotten had they just aired the ad.
Well, they got some here. I hope you enjoy your time in Singapore. Are you consulting with a company there about some sort of PR stunt?
Actually, speaking at a conference on marketing and event management. So I have tomorrow morning I speak for a few hours and impart my wisdom, as they call it. I'm sort of shocked that they call it that, but apparently I have wisdom.
We appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Peter Shankman is author of Can We Do That? Outrageous PR Stunts That Work and Why Your Company Needs Them, CEO and founder of The Geek Factory, a public relations firm, talking with us about the ad for condoms that was rejected by Fox and CBS last week. If you would like a CD copy of this or any of our talk shows, call the radio store 1-800-747-7444, 1-800-747-7444. We also archive all of our talk shows on our website so you can listen to them through your computer. Our website is WPR.org. Thanks to Karen Prager and to Christina Taylor for producing this hour. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network.